Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grout Podcast, and this is the 7th of March 2015. This is episode 55, and I'm titling this episode Choosing a Shed for reasons that will become obvious as I progress through the show. Anyway, I hope everyone out there is very well, and it's certainly weather's changed really nicely the last couple of weeks, I've noticed. Starting to get nice and sun out, and seeds are growing quite rapidly. So, yeah, I think it's safe to say spring is literally around the corner. Now, I'm recording this show in the pod and shed tonight, as it's quite a nice evening. You might hear the chickens in the background. I'm close to them. I've just let them have a run around. But, yeah, coming up today, I'm just going to give you a few updates, and then I want to talk a bit about choosing a shed. And you'll find out why I'm doing this shortly. So, I'm going to start at home, because quite a bit has been happening at home. Now, I've been, a lot of the seeds I've sown, the pepper seeds, for example, they've germinated really well. I'm still waiting for the banana seeds and the chilli seeds to germinate. The basil seeds are starting to show some life. Brussels sprouts have germinated. And the salad leaves have all germinated quite nicely as well. In fact, while I'm just looking at them, see which one's doing best out of the two. It looks like... Let's have a look. Yeah, looks like the one in normal compost is doing better than the other. And that's only a couple of weeks in. But we'll keep going. The aubergine seeds, they've been out the heat propagator and under cover for a while. They weren't really doing much, so I've potted them all up into their own square pots with some proper compost. I say proper compost, they're compost out of the compost heap. And yeah, we'll keep an eye on those. They've been a couple of days now without any protection, just in the pots and shed, and they seem to be doing well. The moneymaker tomato seeds, I've moved those out from the heated propagator, put them under a cover, and let them crack on. Sowed some more peas. This is a variety called Douche Provence. I've just got loads to get through, so I've started sowing them. I'm probably going to do some more during the week. And I've sowed some melons and some cucumbers, just to get those underway, get those out of the way and done. And we shall see how they get on. In the greenhouse, at the weekend, I bought a couple of seed sowing stands. These are designed to hold seed trays in the stand. So I bought those for just to pack a bit more space, because I'm rapidly running out of space already. They were actually knocked down in price when I went to get them, which is why I bought them. And then when I got to the till, they were out even cheaper. I paid five for a stand, and I've got two of them. I've only set one up so far, but yeah. In the greenhouse, I moved a lot of the other seedlings now. The salad leaves are growing well in there. I've potted on the cauliflowers and the cabbages, and they've gone into there. And the tomato idler, however you pronounce it, those ones, they're in there as well, all potted up into Rome pots, and they seem to be they're growing quite well. Only time's going to really tell on that. Now, on the actual veg patch, not much has been happening. I don't think the weather's been quite warm enough to kick things off, and it's getting there though. Just check on the chickens, they're pecking away. let them run out in the area just to they haven't laid any eggs, but I let them run out in their veg patch area just to get rid of any anything really, any slugs, snails, because they love those, and I'm quite happy for them to eat them. If I find any, I give them to them, and they dig over the soil and what have you, and they're doing quite well. They did get into the vegetables the other day and dug up a kale plant, but they kind of spat it back out and I quickly planted it again. And really, that's about it at home. Not much to really talk about at home. Yeah, just more seed sowings and keeping you up to date with germination and stuff. Now, down the allotment, the lighter evenings, I've been able to go down there quite a bit. Oh, wow. Only it's like 10 minutes in the evening. Hang on, one of them's making a noise. Nothing. Yeah, I've been able to go down there quite a bit in the evenings after work. And I've done a bit of weeding. I've built the fifth bed, which is going to be the peas and beans bed this year. That's built. I've dug out some of the grass and stuff, what have you, but it's quite a laborious task. So what I've decided to do now is lay it with cardboard, which I've done on the bottom, and then fill it with horse manure. And hopefully that should stop any weeds. I had a bit of extra cardboard that I've put down and weighted down over where the next bed's going to go. Let's see how that fares out. Hopefully I'm going to get that next bed built this week. I've planted a Victoria plum tree into the plum bed. planted that on Sunday, so we'll see how that takes. Gave that a good watering in. And then all the garlic and stuff is growing really well. I've been commented on how well my garlic is looking by a few of the other allotments, so I'm quite pleased with that. So the next thing that happened down at the allotment, plot 128B, the shed. It got blown over again. Completely flattened again. Now, the last few weeks I've been strengthening it. Well, I think it's safe to say that that's not doing any good. So, I bit the bullet and went out and bought a new shed, which is why I want to talk about choosing a shed. But yeah, I went out and bought one and I built that at the weekend. Now, took me a few hours to build it. I'd done a video of me demolishing what was left of the old shed because I tried rebuilding it and that just wasn't going to go. I tried doing a video of the actual build, but my battery ran out before I could complete it, so I didn't do that in the end. But when I do release a video, which will be next week, I should include the new shed into it. So choosing a new shed, based on that, that's why I wanted to talk about it, because it's something I've had to do over the last week. Now the first thing I always have to... Now, I've bought a couple of sheds this year, so I've kind of got a good idea on the basis of looking what to look for and what I'm looking at. In theory, anyway. Now, the first thing I considered was building my own, which I could do. But that means getting all the pieces, getting all by the time I pressed up the pieces, I could have bought a shed for it. You know, and you could collect them for free, build it out of pallets, but that takes time, and I didn't have time for this shed at the allotment. Now, down my old allotment, I found a date, it was 1998, I think it was built. The shed there, that was hand built, and that was a great shed. That was lovely. But yeah, I could have built a shed on the allotment, but time didn't allow me. At home, when I bought a shed for at home, I wanted a good looking one because, you know, it's not fair on the neighbours. So, yeah, I could have made it good looking, but again, time's a factor. So, I just bought a shed. So, about building a shed out of the window, the next factor was cost or price. How much can I spend? Now, the best advice I always say is spend the most that you can afford, buy the best shed that you can afford. But of course, everybody has budgets and so much money. In my case, I didn't have a huge amount of money last week with various things, so I had to buy a reasonably priced one. But using vouchers and things, I got a shed for £30, so brand new, that is, from B&Q. So that was using gift vouchers and complained about service, but that's another story. So, yeah, price. But so when it comes to price, always look at other options with price. What shop around for what you want. Find the best price. That's my best advice. Now, bit of noise going on here. What's going on there? Now, my next thing I want to, item to bear in mind, size. Again, size, as big as you can afford, or space allows you. Now, in my old house, I had a 6-foot by 4-foot shed in the bottom of the garden, and that was too small for everyday garden needs. So when I moved house, I gained a 6-by-4 potting shed, a 6-by-4 spare shed, a 8-foot by 12-foot, I suppose, tool shed, but that's not garden related, although I do build a lot of stuff in there. That's a tool shed, a workshop. And then I bought a 6-foot by 8-foot shed, and that's big enough to hold all my tools between the punch shed and the garden shed. That holds lawnmowers and strimmers and everything else as well, so that's great for at home. Now, down the new allotment, the shed that got destroyed was 6-foot by 4-foot, and again, that was a bit on the small side. But that, that was a pinch shed. When I was looking around, based on how much money I had to have, and I needed a shed, there's no getting away with it, I needed a shed. I ended up settling on a 5-foot by 3-foot shed because that's all I could afford at the time, and I needed one, and it was available there and then. And it's slightly different layout, this shed, which actually works out better. But again, the size, you know, that boils down to, I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I have far too much stuff. But with shelves and stuff, you can make the best out of the space you have. Now, next consideration for it is materials it's made of. I normally would prefer wooden sheds. No two way about it. Wooden sheds are what sheds are about. All my sheds at home, but the potting shed is wood. The potting shed is sort of got a wood frame with corrugated iron around it and plastic, which is why it's the potting shed. My lid shed I bought at home, it was wood. The 6-foot by 4-foot shed that blew down, that was wood. The 5-foot by 3-foot shed I brought is metal. Now, I bought metal because, one, it was what I had available, and it came in a package that I could fit in my van quite easily. When I transported a 6-foot by 4-foot shed from allotment to allotment, it didn't fit the van very easily. This one did. It came in a foot, sort of 6 foot long by about 2 foot wide. So it fit really nicely and easily. So, and I felt, being metal, I don't think it's necessarily stronger, but it's lighter, so it's easier to move and easier. It's basically a Meccano set, so it's easier to dismantle, easier to move around. That being said, I do prefer wood. I think wood's just a bit more flexible and what have you. My next decision, or thought, was style. Now you can have apex shed or pent shed. Now apex is when you've got two slopes and meet in the, generally in the middle of a shed, which gives you the highest point in the middle of a shed. I personally prefer pent, when that's the type where you've just got one slope with the highest point towards the front of a shed, sloping down towards the back. I prefer pent because then you only need one guttering, so that's nice and easy. One piece of guttering, slid in. Now, that, with pent sheds, you do get a slightly smaller back, but that's where I normally have the shelves. I'm 6 foot tall, so height is a bit of an issue. But, yeah, I that's my personal preference. It's definitely pent. So, next thing I wanted to discuss on this is the floor, the base. That's probably the most important part, a solid base. Don't care how strong your shed is, if you haven't got a solid base, it won't last. So that's where not to skimp. Now you can, this metal shed, I used the old base from the 6 foot by 4 foot shed, and that's still quite solid, and I've added extra wood before, so I know it's strong. The shed I brought for at home, I have to admit the base wasn't very good on that, but I've strengthened that with concrete slabs. And I just lay concrete slabs down and drill into those with wall plugs and screw this shed base together, and that will hold. And basically, the base is what holds it to the ground, so that's why you want a good solid base. Now, other things to consider, I mean, there are plastic sheds available, but I wasn't too sure on those, and they're not the most cheapest sheds available. As I said, I got that metal shed for £30 brand new, but that was due to a lot of debating and discussion. But if I was to buy if money wasn't an issue, and I bought a wooden shed, there's different styles of the wood on the outside. You can have overlap, which is the cheaper version, which is it's a bit flimsy, but it's most sheds are that. That's where the wood outer just overlaps over each other. And there are other types where the wood is like bolted together and what have you, which are a lot stronger. And they're the ones I highly recommend. I forget the names of them at the moment, but that's neither here nor there, because that's not really part of my the thought process I had. Okay, so I think I'm going to wind up for today, getting towards the end of it. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. And I'll see you on the next one.